So this is another one of my tutorials, of course with a standard greeting on the leopard background, and of course we need to open up GIMP. And this tutorial is to show you how to make a flame, but more importantly to show you how powerful iWarp is. And that's just loading. There we go. And the layers dialog. Okay, so open up a new image, and this image can be anything, it doesn't even matter. Of course, me being me, it's 1600 by 1200. Okay, so you can leave this any color, I like black. Alright, now you need to get a special gradient for this, and this is called the flame gradient. And you're going to use the blend tool. And I already have the flame gradient, but I will show you where you can get it. Opening up my internet here. Okay, looks like I have mail. Alright. Oops. There we are. You can just go to gug.sunsite.dk/tutorials/fire. Okay. Now that we have that, you are going to do the blend tool. Oops, wrong way. Drag it down, I mean up to down, and that'll give you a flame-like thing. Next, you want to do filters, distorts, iWarp. Alright, so this is the iWarp dialog. I'm sorry that I can't make it any bigger, but... So first you want to do move, and my cursor disappears when it goes on the screen, but you can still see it because you can see the flames start to form in any case. And you're just going to move it kind of like in a flame texture, just up. There we go. And just keep on moving and moving. Alright, so now you can kind of see flames. Now we're going to swirl CW, which means swirl clockwise. And actually, you want to make some flames really stand out. There we go. And there. And there. Okay, and just keep on swirling till you get a fairly good look. Alright, then you want to swirl... then you want to swirl the other way, whether it's counterclockwise or clockwise. So I'll go ahead and do both again. Because the more you swirl, really, the better your result looks like. There we go. That's good. Alright, so that's a pretty good flame right there. So I'm going to go ahead and render that. And I'll just warp it. There we go. So that's some pretty good looking flames right there. And what you can also do is you can add After Effects, again, because After Effects are awesome. So you can do radial, and you can add, oh boy, sorry, forgot. Need to switch gradients. Of course, you can always add that, and I have made a brush, if I can find it in all my brushes. It's kind of like a star type thing. I can't really find it right now. Oh, here it is. Just Starmine. It's a cool name. Then just go ahead and put... I'm going to put some stars in the sky. There we go. Change it to white. And there you have it. That's our flame right there. So thank you for watching this tutorial. And until next time.